I'm Darren Finkelstein. Thanks for listening. Look at any sports team, and the one thing they have in common is that they have a coach. Many of the professional teams have many coaches with individual specialisation and expertise. Your local under 14 footy team even has a coach, and so do the under 12 netballers. Because a good coach will get the best out of an individual team member, and when those skills and abilities are combined with other team members, and you all work collectively towards a common goal, then you become a team. Let me pose this interesting question to you. You're in business, this is serious stuff, and with a lot more to play for than the local under-14s. I'm thinking credibility, reputation, the brand, your well-being, and of course, there's your money, and possibly lots of it that's gone into this business. You should work out what the total cost to you is in terms of real dollars. This is called responsible management and strong leadership. For those of you with staff, they are totally rely on the ship keeping afloat, no matter how rough the seas, and so do their families, and their children do as well. They say the inner circle of around 50 people are attached to each of your employees. If they're out of work, 50 people are affected. That's all on your shoulders. With that much reliance on your people, who is coaching and supporting you? I reckon you've got much more at stake than the local under-14s. They have a coach to ensure the team members perform to their best of their ability, both on the training track and on match day. Imagine if you had less stress, more freedom, and more time to spend with those that are important.